And we got a ride in a doctor's car, and he lifted out all our luggage, and he was just about to drive away when we found he'd also left on the pavement his little black bag. And so Bob raced after him. And then we stayed with this landlady that Bob had, and Bob took me to the top of Mount Royal the next day. I was really still hadn't got my land legs. And from then on, well, then the campus, they were building the huts for the veterans, and they weren't quite ready. But we moved in before they were ready. Hadn't any possessions, Bob. I didn't even think of what we needed. Bob said we need a studio couch and a radio. And so we bought a studio couch and a radio. And then we found that that really wasn't quite enough. We needed a dustpan and broom. And then we found we hadn't any plates. And we kept discovering things that we needed by accident. And then Bob took me down to the States to meet his whole family down there. His mother and father, and Newt and Kay and Caroline and John were only aged 12 and 11 then. And then Gertrude and Lester came up with all their children, and Isabel and Roy. And here was this English bride. I felt a bit of a curiosity in the little town there. And Bob took me with him into the local store. And apparently one girl said to another, "You can even understand what she's saying." I don't know quite what they expected. And then we had this trip over Mount Marcy, which was, we camped.
Where was that?
In the Adirondack. Oh. That was the time that Bob had thought one sleeping bag would be enough for the two of us. Because I suppose after reading For Whom the Bell Tolls, where they slept two people in a sleeping bag, but his was a very narrow army one, and it was rather like, with the two of us in, it was rather like a tourniquet, or rather like flowers spraying out of a very narrow vase. We had to wake each other up to turn over. And we were in these lean-tos in the mountains, and I had just got off to sleep, and Bob woke me up all excited, because I think there was a raccoon had climbed it up onto the shelf and was eating our soap. And it took us a few days to climb over the mountain, but we made it over the top. Mount Marcy, the Indian name was much more beautiful. It was Taharus, I think. And at the top of it, there was a plaque. And on the plaque was written that this John Marcy, and gave the name of about four people, and four unknown woodsmen. And you can imagine who had reached the peak of Mount Marcy, which was the highest point in New York State. And you can imagine who hacked down all the brush. The four unknown woodsmen. So that was my start in North America. Then we went back to the huts, and I felt very much the odd one out, because most of them had babies. It immediately became known as Diaper Dell, because all of the lines of nappies, diapers as they were called, and they elected a mayor of Diaper Dell and had the Diaper Dell Doings newspaper, and
Oh, mayor and everything.
Yes, just for fun. You know, they elected one of the fellows as a mayor, and put his badge of office was all made out of safety pins with a dummy hanging on the bottom. And the huts, well, it was not really very private, because there were 60 huts built in three rows of 20, and the walls were so thin that if somebody cleared their throat, you'd think you were alone sitting in a chair, and then you'd hear somebody go, and you'd know it was in the next door hut. And so then, of course, I was the odd one out. There were a few other people without children, But when I had John, well, then I felt Comley's Oaks, except I didn't feel exactly Comley's Oaks, because John was a particularly noisy baby whose yells could be heard 2 and 3 huts away. And I'd only had him home a day, I think, when the woman next door, who had been, had that nursing experience, she came over and said she'd show me how to bath him. But she didn't have any better luck than I did. Bathing, that set off, everything set off screaming. And also these huts, they had a joint hall, a little hall with 2 front doors into each hut. There were only 3 rooms, and then you shared a bathroom. And when you went into the bathroom, you had to remember to lock your neighbour's side, or else they would burst in on you, you see. And Bob was always forgetting. I mean, one time he nearly had a baby's potty dumped on his head because he sat in medication, and the door flew open from the other neighbour's hut, and nearly his potty dumped on his head. But then the other important thing was very important, because Bob was very forgetful, and so other people, was to unlock them, the door. You always had, there were always signs of people climbing in other people's windows because they were locked out of their bathroom and toilet. So that was our spell in Diapadel.
So the next, David was born in Granada? No.
We moved into
and
the main...
Scott too. And Scott,
No, we moved when I was... Bob got his job in Ottawa, and we moved to Ottawa when I was 7 months pregnant, and then we just set about buying a house, and the awful thing was that it all coincided. We were trying to move in the morning, and I kept thinking, God, I've got a backache. And what it turned out was that it wasn't just a backache, more than a backache. So we had I really think that moving day, you can't really say you've had a bad time until you've moved in the morning and had an emergency cesarean in the evening.
Following a labour.
Well, yes, following a labour. An unsuccessful labour. And on a Saturday night, when there was hardly, when they only had a skeleton staff. So, I was in hospital 5 weeks, and Bob, of course, I mean, he was in a new house where, well, it was an old house, but I mean, it was new to us, nothing unpacked, and it was a very hectic time indeed. He always thought that he had the raw deal, worse time than I did. But then I had to wait 11 months to go in again to have the main operation, and that's when Bob was offered a job at McDonald College. And so while I was in hospital, he moved the whole tribe to McDonald College.
From Ottawa back? Yes, in Ottawa.
And Bob was moving with 3 small children.
Where were you living when Scott was born then?
Well, we're living
in moving day.
Yes, in that house in Aylmer.
In Aylmer.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I really think we ought to be going, don't we?
Yes, I think so.
That's got it sort of, my attempt at putting it in a nutshell.